Will the real mama please stand up? Just because you happen to be the birth mother of a child does not make you the mama of that child. If you hurriedly get up in the morning and rush your little one off for someone else to dry his tears, feed him lunch, or read him a book, please do not call yourself his mama. That child is being adopted out every day, and the added insult of being yanked around from one adopted mama to another. In order to bond properly and grow up emotionally stable, a small child must spend the vast majority of his time with his one true, permanent mama, whom God has ordained to daily pour knowledge and love into that little life. Daddies are different from mamas in many ways. They provide security that is so vital to a child's emotional health, but no dad can take the place or fill the need that only the feminine personality can supply. A mother's constant presence, the same comforting, nourishing breast, the same room, the same blanket, the same sippy cup, and the same toys make a child feel secure. You cannot jerk a child around from one babysitter to another and expect him to be secure and well-balanced at 4 years of age, but you can expect a child raised in that manner to not cherish his mother later, when he is 8, 10, 15, or 25 years old, just when she begins to need some cherishing herself. If your child is to later cherish you, you must cherish him every day, every hour of his development. There are no neutral moments in a child's life. Every moment is a time of continuous need and development. For a moment, if we skip forward in the list of commands in Titus 2:5, we read that women are to love their children and to be keepers at home. There is a context in which we are to love our children to the max, and God says it is when we are keepers at home. Consider this your fair warning. You cannot improve upon God's design. In life, there are a few things that must be done right the first time around.